K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Zach.
Zach, what's up?
Zachary.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out something with this girl that I really like.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
All right, so her name's Deborah, and, I've asked her out a couple times, and she's awesome, but she always turned me down, and I finally got her to say yes.
So all right.
Persistent.
You know, yeah, I finally got the date, you know, and I come to pick her up, and, gosh, she just looks so beautiful, you know, and she gets in the car, and then we only drive, like, 2 blocks from her work, and then she asks for me to stop the car. And she just got out and left.
What?
She didn't say anything. She didn't explain. Yeah, I have no idea. I don't understand it. Like, I just want to know what made her change her mind, you know?
Well, that's odd.
She made you pull over and she got out.
Exactly. And she didn't explain anything.
And have you tried to get hold of her?
Yeah. I mean, I've not called her because I don't want to be too forward, but I texted her a couple times, like right after. I was like, hey, are you okay? Are you sick or anything? And then I didn't hear anything. And then I texted her the next day and no response. So, I mean, I know it's kind of silly, but I just kind of want to figure out what's going on, you know?
Well, that's odd.
Yeah. I mean, you're not being silly, Zach. That is strange. You have what, 10 seconds?
A 10-second date. How'd you mess up?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to figure that out.
All right. Hold on a second here. I'm sorry. I missed her name. I know you said it. What was her name?
Deborah.
All right. Hold on. We're going to get Deborah's phone number off the air. We're going to call her and find out what's going on here, okay?
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it, y'all.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Zach, I know you didn't get to go on your date. Where were you going to go?
Where were you attempting to go to?
I work a lot, but I was going to take her to JC Foods downtown, but I wanted to take her too so we could just kind of like get to know each other and, you know, have a bite to eat.
Oh, my God. That's
the best breadsticks.
That is one of our favorites. Yes.
Mozzarella.
Awesome.
Mm.
You know, I figure that's a good spot, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We'd have gone with
you. I would have been happy.
Cool.
All right. Well, hold on a second here. We're going to start dialing her number, and hopefully she picks up for us here. We'll see what's going on, Zach.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Hello?
Hey, Deborah, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, I'm good.
What's up?
I'm at work right now.
Okay.
How's work going?
It's good. We were pretty busy about 10 minutes ago, just waiting for more people to come in.
So we're calling about something. We know you're a hairstylist. We're not calling for an appointment, but we're calling about
Zach.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
About him.
He reached out to us. He said that your date was extremely, extremely short.
Yeah. He wants a second date.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. They're calling about that guy I told you about.
Oh.
What?
She must be talking. Are you talking to coworkers?
I'm with my coworkers.
Oh, okay.
Oh. So he said that he, like, worked it for a while, and you kept turning him down. He finally got you to say yes, and you got, like, 2 blocks away, and you asked him to stop the car and just got out?
Yeah, it really wasn't a date.
No, obviously not.
Right. Right. So what was it?
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine what it would have been like, because I couldn't stand it for even 10 seconds. I just don't know how you can live like that. I mean...
Live like what?
What happened?
Just after 5 minutes with him, I had to go home and take a shower.
You had to go home and take a shower?
I'm sick, yeah.
And it makes you sick.
What's going on? Yeah, why?
You only were with him for like...
Oh, when I got in the car, it smelled like barf in the back seat. There is definitely barf there. It smelled so bad. There were bugs and tons of trash. I couldn't breathe. I was gagging in the first 10 seconds. I had to get out. I just had to get out.
There was barf in the back seat, like literally laying on the back seat?
And like bugs?
Oh, yeah.
Was it fresh barf or was it like dried barf?
I could just smell it. And I'm not kidding. There was like half a thing of lasagna, like just laying back there out of the fridge and everything just rotting.
Oh, raw.
Gross.
Hey, Deborah.
It's Zach.
There's Zach, Deborah.
Sorry that I've been looking. I work 3 part-time jobs, and I'm so sorry it was gross. Like, the puke was from my roommate. He was partying last week, and I've been meaning to, like, take it to a place, and I just didn't have time. I thought I could, like, quickly bring you there, and then, you know, that we wouldn't... I wanted to pick you up, you know. I didn't want you to, like, take a cab or something, but I just didn't have time to clean it up, you know.
It was real puke
from last week?
Well, I mean, I took care of most of it. It's just, you know, I didn't have a chance to, like, get it vacuum cleaned and all that.
Oh.
Zach, that's really not healthy. I don't know how you can live like that. I just can't imagine what your house must look like. Once the bugs started crawling on me, I just had to get out.
Oh, God.
Real bugs?
I am so sorry. like my place is super clean. Like I share that car with like some of the guys in my house, and but I promise you, my place is clean. And as much as you can, like don't judge me by the car. You know, I promise that like I'm like an adult and that I like am clean.
So Zach, I gotta know. She said there was lasagna like rotting back there. Is this legit? What's the lasagna from?
Donnie, that's probably like the guy who puked. He's just a gross. So that's probably him too.
So that was lasagna before or after?
Yeah. Or is that what caused the puke?
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been both with him.
Oh.
If you, can I just get a second chance? Like, if you want to come by my place, like I could show you that it's super clean. I'm kind of, like, I know that it doesn't feel like it, but it's been a crazy week right before leading up to it. I wasn't able to clean, but I'm kind of a neat freak just when I don't have all this stuff happening in my life.
And there's no way I'm getting in that car again.
Well, we got a solution.
We do have a solution.
Da, 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 da.
So look, we got a limo. We'll spot you the limo, but you guys have to decide this right now. We'll send you out to a concert or a movie or something, give you dinner if you guys both agree to go on a second date.
No Zach car.
I don't know.
I mean, what do you think, you know? I mean, it could be, we could really click, you know?
Ask your coworkers.
Okay, well, they're already yelling at me.
Are they saying
are they
yes
saying?
Or no?
Yeah, they're saying go. Okay, we can try that.
Oh, you're not, Deborah, that's awesome. I really like, I think that we're going to click, you know? Thank you.
Hey, after the limo, maybe Uber?
Yeah.
From here on out?
Seriously, yeah. Or you drive, Deborah.
I'm going to light in a Donnie. I'm so sorry.